From the studios of WHQR Public Radio in Wilmington, this is Coastline. I'm your host, Rachel Lewis-Hilburn. New Hanover County is expected to include an additional $12 million in its draft budget for the next fiscal year. That money will pay for the extension of water and sewer up the 421 corridor in an unincorporated part of the county. The infrastructure is widely seen as the key to attracting more business to that area. The observation emerged as one of the critical pieces to the local development puzzle after the county commissioned an economic growth analysis in 2013. There's good economic news today. Unemployment is down slightly, and Wilmington has earned another accolade, the second best city in the nation to start a business. The development of the Cape Fear region, which includes Pender and Brunswick counties, is all about coordinated strategies. But there are often conceptual places where the business community and local governments diverge. There are also initiatives that grow through public-private partnerships, official and otherwise. Today, we're going to explore how far local leaders have taken the recommendations from that 2013 Economic Development Report. It's called Pathways to Prosperity, New Hanover County's Plan for Jobs and Investment, popularly known as the Garner Report, after Jay Garner, the consultant who produced it. We're also going to find out today how the business community sees some of these priorities. And joining us in studio is Jonathan Barfield, chairman of the New Hanover County Board of Commissioners. Jonathan Barfield, welcome to Coastline.
Glad to be here, Rachel.
Also with us today, she's the president and CEO of the Wilmington Chamber of Commerce, Connie Majorette. Welcome to Coastline.
Thank you, Rachel.
And Brett Martin is the founder and CEO of Castle Branch, which provides employment screening information. The company also owns and operates its own startup incubator, Tech Mountain, which is focused on education technology for institutions of higher education. Brett Martin, welcome to the program.
Glad to be here, Rachel.
If you have a question or a comment about the economic direction of the region, if you own a tech startup or a local business, send us an email about why you chose to locate here and whether there's anything you'd like to see change in the area. That email address is coastline@whqr.org. You can also give us a call at 910-343-1138. Jonathan Barfield, can you paint a picture of this region once the recommendations from the Garner Report are in place, implemented, assuming they prove successful? How different will this region look and New Hanover County look compared to now? What's the goal?
Well, the goal is to create a vibrant, prosperous coastal community, New Hanover County. And for me, this Garner Report stemmed from 2011 when I led our county in its first strategic planning session in over 17 years. And the Board of Commissioners then identified economic development as one of its core values. And the next year, we allocated $300,000 in our budget towards economic development to provide incentives and those kind of things. And so for me, this is pretty much an outshoot from that particular event that the county did. And our goal is really to bring more corporations, more businesses to our community to provide high-paying jobs, not just minimum wage jobs, but jobs that allow people to take care of their families for years to come. And that's our goal.
Connie Majorette, one of the recommendations that came out of that report was the creation of a three-county micro-marketing alliance, including Pender and Brunswick, as well as New Hanover County. Why is that important to the Wilmington Chamber, and how is that going?
I think it's awfully important to our region. We have a lot more land in Brunswick County and Pender than we have here. We've got a lot of people living here that need jobs, and as they do in Pender and Brunswick. So the bigger we are, the bigger we look, the better we can present ourselves. And you know, with the MSA change last year of moving Brunswick to Myrtle Beach, we lost population on the list anyway. They're still there. So we need to make sure that we show ourselves as large as possible. And right now, companies do so much online before they talk to people. So if you go to a government website and check population, we have 100,000 plus fewer people. So that marketing alliance has got to get out there and show what we really are.
Brett Martin, in the decade or so since you've lived in Wilmington, you've characterized the economy as shifting. You've talked about an old economy and a new economy. What does that mean? How have you seen the economic landscape shift since you've been here?
Well, I think it's shifted dramatically. I mean, just driving downtown today for this interview, you could visually see the shift. And we were just speaking a moment ago. We had Don Burton at our incubator at Tech Mountain just a couple of days ago, and he's one of the leaders of TechStars, which is really the center of the Boulder tech revolution. And from an outsider, he was saying, "Wow, you are Boulder. You are set up to be the next Boulder." Speaking of Wilmington, so I think what's really changed is we've all been thinking about changing, but actually the change is really happening. It's present. It's palpable.
And can you talk about some of the specific? What did he mean when he was saying that we're the next Boulder, Colorado? What specifically was he observing?
Well, I think he was observing two things. One. We have the seeds for success here. We have a diverse community. We have an understanding community. We have a community with tremendous resources, all things that the creative class worker looks for. And at the same time, we have momentum. We have things starting. We have new companies. We have current companies that are growing. The train has left the station, and I think he sees that happening.
Jonathan Barfield, one of the recommendations that came out of the Garner report was the creation of a Department of Economic and Community Development. Is that one of the recommendations that the county plans to implement?
We do not. We will continue our partnership with the Wilmington Business Development. Working with that group over the past 6.5 years, the one thing that I've noticed is that when corporations or companies are looking at our community, they come here and they make WBD signed an agreement saying that they won't say who they are. And many times you'll know the person's name, but not the name of their company or entity and what they plan to produce in your community as they're shopping your community with other communities across the country and across the world. And I guess they don't want others to have an advantage of coming to our community as well to compete with them. And to keep those kind of things confidential until the company does decide to come is so very important. And having that inside a government wheelhouse would prevent us from, number one, keeping those things confidential. And I think it would decrease opportunities for companies to come to our community. But we have strengthened our relationship with Wilmington Business Development. We were actually going to increase our funding to them. But we have a 3-year agreement to increase our funding by $50,000 with them to give them the tools that they need to go out and actively recruit corporations to come to our community.
And what are those tools that they need? How will that extra $50,000 be used?
I'm not sure what their total business model is, but it will give them the manpower that's needed to go out and market our community to the world.
The town of Leland just announced that they hired an economic community development director. So how will that person, Connie Majorette, work with you, for instance, at the Wilmington Chamber of Commerce? Is this a person that you've met yet?
I have not met him. I just found out today, in fact, that it happened, but certainly we'll meet him. And I think we'll talk because there's a river and a county line, it's still our community. So we want to complement each other and support him and what he does and bring him into this 3-county alliance.
You're listening to Coastline. We're talking about economic growth in the region. What have local leaders learned from an independent analysis about the region? How are they putting some of those ideas into practice? And what are some of the challenges still facing us? Here in the studio to answer your questions, New Hanover County Commission Chair Jonathan Barfield, Wilmington Chamber of Commerce President and CEO Connie Majorette, and Castle Branch Founder and CEO Brett Martin. If you have a question or your own local entrepreneurial experience to share, give us a call at 910-343-1138 or send an email to coastline@whqr.org. And Brady, welcome to Coastline. You're on the air.
Thank you. Hi, Commissioner Barfield. Thank you remember me, hopefully.
I certainly do.
I'm calling to address offshore drilling. And given that the town of Carolina Beach and Wrightsville Beach both have resolutions out against offshore drilling or seismic testing, and the town of Curie Beach has certainly spoken very loudly against it. Given that this would be such a huge industrial shift in the way that Wilmington and New Hanover County do business, why is it that the New Hanover County Commission has not taken a position for or against offshore drilling?
I don't know that there's majority support to support such a resolution. I think you've heard clearly from myself and Commissioner Rob Zapple that we are definitely opposed to offshore drilling and seismic testing. It has not been a topic of conversation amongst the board itself, but there have been several of us that have been very clear where we stand in regards to that. Serving on the Tourism Development Authority Board, I recognize the negative impacts it would have if a oil spill were to happen here. Still looking at the news with the Gulf oil spill and with BP, and they're still trying to recover, and businesses have not recovered, and they probably won't recover for many years to come as a result of. Although, on one hand, you see a lot of positive things being said in the media, the reality is there are a lot of folks that have lost their jobs, lost their livelihoods, and I just can't see that happening here in coastal North Carolina.
Brady, thanks so much for your call. Quickly, Jonathan, we're going to break in about 1 minute. Can you tell us how the county is paying for? You've seen a copy of the draft budget, $12 million in the draft budget to pay for the extension of water and sewer up 421. How is that going to happen?
Having money is allocated in our general fund within our budget. And for me, it's similar to tax increment financing. You put infrastructure in the ground, and then as businesses come, now you no longer have raw land, but you have a business that's popping up that's going to be paying taxes on, number one, their operating equipment as well as the shell itself, but also providing jobs for our community. And the more businesses come up, eventually the county will receive its return on this investment and then start making money down the road as well. And our goal, again, is to see more businesses and industrial companies come to the 421 corridor and provide quality, high-paying jobs for the citizens of Monroe County.
You're listening to Coastline on 91.3 FM. We have to say goodbye to Jonathan Barfield now. Thanks so much for joining us today. We're talking about economic growth in the region, what local leaders have learned, what's happening as a result. Still with us, Connie Majorette of the Chamber of Commerce and Brett Martin of Castle Branch. Give us a call, 910-343-1138.